Welcome to Ikoyi Baptist Church. Thank you for tuning into our podcast services. Listen and be blessed.
The second part of today's message is looking at God's solution to our health challenges. And there is no other way to look at this solution other than to hear what God Himself has declared. God has declared, He has made a bold declaration concerning our health challenges. And He says, I am the Lord, your healer. I am the Lord who heals you. What does that presuppose? This means that God Himself is aware that in this world, on this earth, sickness and diseases are more than real. And that's the first thing I want you to take from this short exhortation this morning before we go into prayer. The earthly realities of sickness and diseases. We have heard that it is not necessarily your sin, my sin, our sins that are directly responsible for our sickness and diseases. But we need to know that the underlying issue behind sickness and diseases in this world, the underlying cause is the fall of man. When man fell into sin, corruption entered into this world. Corruption entered into our lives. And according to the book of Romans, said that the present creation has been subjected to futility. So there is a corruption everywhere. And because of that, even when you are making effort to eat well, even what you are eating is already cursed. It's taken out of the cursed ground. So, the reality of sickness and diseases in this world. The second issue I would love for us to look at from the passages of the scriptures that we have read this morning is that divine healing is a possibility. Can I hear somebody shout amen? Divine healing is a possibility. Medically, there are certain sickness and diseases that they do not have answer for. But as God is concerned, our God is concerned, He has answer to every problem. He says, I am the Lord who heals you. So the passages that we read today, especially chapter 15, verse 26, is widely referred to as the Old Testament healing covenant. Why? Because in it, God promises to heal His people and also to keep us from sickness and diseases. This promise of God, as contained in the passages of the scriptures that we read today, is conditioned upon our diligent obedience to God's commands, to God's statutes and decrees. The covenant is also made absolutely clear and certain by the fact that God joins His mighty name to the promise that He made. He called Himself Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals you. So the name of God, as declared by Himself in this passage, reveals that it is the nature of God to be the healer of those who obey His word, of those who pay attention to His command, of those who live according to His requirements. He will not only heal them, He will also sustain our health. The third thing. It is not only the issue of divine healing that is a possibility. Even divine health is a reality. Just as sickness and diseases are real in this world, our doctor has given us some of the diseases that are common. There are several of them that we may not know, that we may not be able to talk about today. But we are saying that just as sickness and diseases are real, so also divine health is a reality. And how do I know that? In the chapter 23 of that part of the scripture that we read, and reading from verses 25 to 26, the Lord made a bold declaration again. He says, I will take sickness. I will take disease. I will not afflict you with any of those sickness and diseases I brought upon the Egyptians. He said, none of your women, none of you will miscarry. And he says, you shall fulfill the number of your days. You shall live long, and your life will not be cut short suddenly. We have heard about the reality of sudden death. And God is saying that for you and I, we can escape that. And that is what we are looking at this morning. The issue that we the Lord is raising in chapter 15 came as a result of what happened when the people of Israel came out of Egypt. Not too long they came out of the Red Sea. They entered into a place and they were looking for water. There was no water to drink. Suddenly they discovered a water, and that water was not good for drinking because the water was bitter. And if they should drink that water, it will result into sickness. It will result into diseases. It may result also to sudden death. As we saw in 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 19 to 22. When the people of Jericho called the man of God, they took him to the source of their land. They said, you can see that this city is well located, but the water is unpleasant. The water is bitter. And what did God do through the servant of God? The God did something. He healed the water. And right from that day henceforth, sickness, disease, sudden death, miscarriage, barrenness ceased in that land because God has taken away the sickness. He has blessed their water. He has blessed their bread. Beloved of God, time will not permit us to do much explanation this morning, but you have heard it. Sickness and diseases are real in this world. Divine healing is a possibility. Divine health is a reality. Why? Because God said, He will bless you. He will bless your water. He will bless your bread. He will take away sickness. He will take away disease from your life. How did He do it? Because we are going to practical now. They came here to demonstrate to you how they can do it. Let me also show you how Jesus did it. And He is here again this morning to do it for somebody. Matthew number 4. Matthew number 4. 23 to 24. Matthew number 4. 23 to 24. The Bible says that Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. News about Him spread all over Syria, and people brought to Him all who were healed with various diseases, those suffering severe pain, the demon possessed, those having seizures, and the paralyzed. And He healed them. Large crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and the region across the Jordan followed Him. Did you see the categories of people that they brought. Did you see the several causes for their health challenges? Some, it was demons that was behind it. Some, it was their sin, their lifestyle. But whatever be the case, they have come to the healer. They have recognized the healer. They came to the healer. And because they came to the presence of God, they couldn't go back the same way they came. You have come to the presence of God this morning. There is still balm in Gilead. And the presence of God is here. So you are not going back home the same in the mighty name of Jesus. Maybe you have not understood what I'm saying. Can we also read Matthew number 8, verses 16 and 17? Matthew number 8, verses 16 and 8 and 17. What the Bible says there, it says, when evening came, many who were demon possessed were brought to him, and he drove them out. He drove out the spirit with a word and healed all the sick. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. He took up our infirmities and bore our diseases. What Jesus did was nothing but a fulfillment of who he is. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and God was the Word. Maybe you still don't understand. Matthew number 9. Matthew number 9, from verses 1 to 8. Jesus stepped into the boat, crossed over, and came to his own town. Some men brought to him a paralyzed man lying on a mat. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the man, "Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven." At this, some of the teachers of the law said to themselves, "This fellow is blaspheming." Knowing their thoughts, Jesus said, "Why do you entertain evil thoughts in your hearts? Which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up and walk'? But I want you to know that the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, has authority on earth to forgive sins." So he said to the paralyzed man, "Get up, take your mat, and go home." Then the man got up and went home. When the crowd saw this, they were filled with awe, and they praised God who had given such authority to man. That is it. Maybe you are saying it was your sin that brought the sickness upon you. Cheer up. The Son of Man does not only have authority to heal, he also possesses the authority to forgive. And he's here this morning. Are you here with any ailment in your body? There is still balm in Gilead. And Jesus is the balm in Gilead. The presence of God is here. And because you have come into the presence of God, you can go back home the same way you came.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were blessed. Ikoyi Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 5-7 Latif Jakande Road in Ikoyi of Lagos State, Nigeria. You can find us on Facebook as Ikoyi Baptist Church or reach the church directly via phone at 0163-20485 and 0163-20486. For more information, please visit the church website at www.ikoyibaptistchurch.org. We look forward to having you back next week.